This is Patrick Allen Stone of The Suite. Buckle up, baby. We got busted, but we're getting off scot-free because we're rocking with attorney Eric Jackson Lurie spinning our new single right here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
A little miracle, you love me, that's a miracle. I call you my little miracle, my little miracle. My little miracle.
Requested songs of Quartz in Session last year. The track, of course, was Little Miracle. Before that, new music from Pure Prairie League. Their latest album is called Back on Track, and that song is called Modern Problem. And boy, if I love the song, but if I heard that in a vacuum, I would never, ever, ever know that was Pure Prairie League. But good stuff, classic artists. That's what we're doing here. New music from David Starr. Opened up the set with the song My Favorite Color from his new album Must Be Blue. What'd you think of that? Give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Thumbs up, thumbs down. New track here on WRCT.
We'll be right back.
I got a call from the Mockster this evening. He was on the road, and he said, you know, EJL, I love that new Ryan Roxy tune, and we're going to play it in a second. And he made a request. He said, you know, there's an album back in the library by a band you may not have heard of called Candy. And he's right. I had never heard of this band. Back in 1985, they had a young Gilby Clark heading the band. Of course, this is before his days joining Guns N' Roses. And he said, man, I was playing it, I was loving it, and I was thinking, that would be a perfect fit for your show. So I said, thank you, Mockster. For interrupting me when I'm doing my radio show. You know, he can call me anytime. He's got my number, but he's got to wait till I'm on the air. And of course, he waited till I was behind the microphone to call. But that's okay. He's new to radio, and I'll teach him how it works. But we're going to play this song next, talking about, by the way, Viva La Mock. Have you heard his show? Friday nights at 9. The Mockster spins the best and sometimes the worst of indie punk, classic country, power pop, and a whole lot more. And throughout the night, he'll tease you. He'll taunt you a whole lot of foreplay to get you ready for his midnight mock, where he takes a subject, maybe a theme, maybe it is National Chicken Sandwich Day, and he'll announce it, and he'll pick a theme of songs that have the title Chicken Sandwich in it. And does that at midnight. And then, if he's feeling generous, after Viva La Mock ends at 1:30, he'll make sure the computer plays a replay of tonight's show, Courts in Session. Tune in. It's good. And I always look forward to the midnight mock, because I'm a night owl. But let's get back to his request from the band Candy. The song's called Whatever Happened to Fun, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
Something new, but no one ever calls.
Sunshine, Jim Dandy Mangrum. And how about Thor? New album is called Rock the Universe. And last week that track was number 2 on our charts and most requested song for the night. Good stuff. Well, I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and it's time for me to go hydrate. Time for me to get healthy. I can smell those fried chicken wings. Heading to my local watering hole. I'm going to celebrate another fun night on the radio with all of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for the great stories tonight over the phone. You can hear a replay of tonight's show after Viva La Mac at 1:30 in the morning tomorrow night. And a replay Sunday night at 10 p.m. if you missed any part of tonight's show. Let's get back together live next Thursday. And what do you say we close with a little Van Morrison from his latest album, Remembering Now? This is Down to Joy. I want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
That's Peter Appleyard on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with a familiar old song called This Masquerade. We're lost in this masquerade. We started this program off with Lex de Azevedo and Yesterday's Songs, originally by Neil Diamond. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the second show of the 10th season of Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Good to be with you once again, and happy to provide your soundtrack for an afternoon or morning or evening or whenever you're listening of your time. So thank you for joining us. I think that made sense. Well, let's check out the holidays of the day that you're supposed to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but that's why they're there, so you can celebrate them. So why not do it? Beginning with May 30th, we're at the end of May 2025 already. Good grief. Meteorological summer starts this weekend. That's wonderful. May 30th, break out your bingo daubers. It's National Creativity Day. I don't know what bingo daubers have to do with it, but it's a nod to artists, inventors, and anyone who has ever glued macaroni to paper and called it modern art. It's also Loomis Day, commemorating Malan Loomis, who, before Marconi, envisioned wireless communication in the 1800s. And it is also Mint Julep Day, in case you need some bourbon in your creativity. May 31st is, as the month ends, it's World No Tobacco Day, which takes a serious tone, but you can also celebrate Speak in Complete Sentences Day. So OMG, BRB, LOL is frowned upon, so you can say, oh my goodness, be right back, laugh out loud. Not that that makes sense. Meanwhile, it's also National Macaroon Day, not to be confused with the French delicacy, the macaron. Macaron, something like that. That's a whole nother drama. But the macaroon, of course, has coconut lovers drooling, and I'm not one of them. June 1st, National Say Something Nice Day challenges cynics everywhere to compliment someone without sarcasm. That's a true test of character. Global Day of Parents reminds us where to send those belated thank you cards. But the oddball winner of June 1st is Dare Day. Observed mostly in the South, it's a day for harmless mischief, triple dog dares, questionable food combinations, or asking your boss for a raise using interpretive dance. Why not? June 2nd, National Leave the Office Early Day gets your inbox anxiety, but hey, who's clock watching anyway? It's also I Love My Dentist Day, so if you're leaving the office early, you might as well go there. And, you know, perfect for those who like one-sided conversations and suction hoses. And yes, Yell Fudge at the Cobras in North America Day exists, a group created created by a group in Indiana. It's a fake holiday with the purpose of yelling fudge at noon to ward off cobras, not that there are any in Indiana. June 3rd is National Egg Day, celebrating the ovular powerhouse of protein. And it's also Repeat Day. It's also Repeat Day. It's also Repeat Day, celebrating the joy of doing things twice, not three times. That's, just do it twice. You see what happened there. It's also Chimborazo Day, Chimborazo, marking the summit in Ecuador that's technically closer to space than Everest. It's science, not altitude. June 4th is Hug Your Cat Day, assuming your cat is emotionally available. It's also Old Maid's Day, throwing back to honoring unmarried women post-World War II. And it sparks the debate of turning the page here. Occasional awkward brunch toast. But the weirdest of all of that day is International Corgi Day, where short legs reign supreme and memes flood social media. Good luck escaping that. And finally, June 5th is World Environment Day. Bringing global awareness and to sustainability. It pairs well with Hot Air Balloon Day, somehow not ironic. And then there's National Moonshine Day, which is a do-it-yourself distillery sort of thing. So there you go. Be kind, hug a corgi, and remember, yelling fudge might be the weirdest public safety strategy ever devised, but it keeps the cobras away. Here's Ronnie Aldridge, I Got a Name. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
relaxing and easy, is your summertime radio companion.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And Easy with a familiar tune there from 1968. That's Classical Gas by Mason Williams. A wonderful tune by a man who wrote the theme to the Smothers Brothers program, actually. The Fifth Dimension before that with Wedding Bell Blues, a big hit for them. Pat Valentino did a version of that beforehand. Sven Lebeck in there with I Get Around, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with I Got a Name. I Got a Name, I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here is Paul Marriott. If It's Magic, a Stevie Wonder tune, covered by Helen Reddy, I believe, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Nelson Riddle takes us to the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for more here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy right after this.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.